Blog Talk Radio.
At the top of the hour, we join the Blog Talk Radio Network.
The dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled around the castle's fire, in the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to
the Night Zone.
This is a live event.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are controlling the transmission. The next hour, and we will control all that you hear. Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind into the shadows of the night. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVMTO, you are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Looking for a place to chat about UFOs? Finding the truth on UFOs, the FT.
And I'm getting silence on this end, and that doesn't sound like a good thing. So we will attempt to restore our call.
At the top of the hour, we join the Blog Talk Radio Network.
The dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled around the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to
the Night Zone.
This is a live event.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video.
We are controlling the transmission.
The next hour,
and we will control all that you hear. Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind into the shadows of the night. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVMTO, you are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Looking for a place to chat about UFOs? Finding the truth on UFOs, the FTTO UFO. Check it out. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. In the shadows of the night, we explore the global secret societies who have purposely capsized the world economy to impose global world order. Formed in 1771, the Illuminati, a nefarious network of powerful players operating in the shadows to impose global order and prepare for the second coming. The Illuminati exposed next in the Night Zone.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Tonight's show was a difficult show to deliver. As our listeners know, the Night Zone made a conscious decision last year to separate politics from paranormal and extraterrestrial information. However, every once in a while a subject crosses over those boundaries. Tonight, we shall be discussing the Illuminati with Mr. Al Kay, and it has been agreed upon by our guest and the Night Zone that we shall be looking at big government, the big G, and not political parties or political leaders. As such, Al Kay will be discussing deeper political implications of the New World Order and secret societies which make up the Illuminati on our VOCR blogtalkradio.com on Monday, March the 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern.
For those who crave political mysteries.
The Illuminati. We'll be looking at the Illuminati, but we have a twist of a connection. And Mr. Al Kay, author of Awaken the Sleeping Giant, will be with us. The book Awaken the Sleeping Giant delves into the morass of politics. It reveals the powers behind the scenes controlling world affairs and explores global issues not broached by the mainstream media, which is right up the Night Zone's alley. The information in the book affects each and every individual in the world. It talks about organizations, secret societies, super rich families, multinational corporations, and individuals conspiring to control the world. So, are there a nefarious network of powerful players operating behind the scenes to impose an Orwellian global order? Is their secret agenda cloaked in chaos and confusion? A chameleon-like, as they shed one coat and don another to conceal their real deals? The destiny of humanity in the hands of the Illuminati?
Could the Illuminati be preparing Earth for the second coming of Christ? All the Illuminati.
We'll speak to Al Kay about that right after.
From the outside, it looks like a concrete wedge pounded into a mountain. Walk through the door and cross from a hostile wasteland into a safe house for humanity.
At least we think if there are any big problems on the outside, this is going to survive. We built it to last as long as we could imagine. I don't know what was in the minds of the people who built the pyramids. Maybe they were building to last forever, too. But I can't think of anything that's been built in our lifetime that's been built with this kind of time.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to the Night Zone. We are audio challenged tonight, by the looks of it. We had a difficult time loading up our Blog Talk system tonight. So those of you on the Blog Talk Radio Network, we hope that we're coming through 5x5 and everything is okay with you tonight. Tonight, we dig deeper into the shadows of the Night Zone and look into the Illuminati and its connections to Planet X and the Nephilim, the Anunnaki, with Mr. Al Kay, author of Awaken Sleeping Giants. I have with me Mr. Al Kay. He is online with us tonight. Good evening, Al. Welcome
evening.
To the shadows of the Night Zone.
Thank you.
Glad you can make it, sir. I hope your audio is a little cleaner than what we are seeing in the studio tonight, because we're technically challenged tonight, which doesn't surprise me. Al, whenever we do a show like the Illuminati or something of that kind, we usually get a number of audio challenges. So I hope you're hearing it okay on your side, sir. Al?
Hello.
There we are. Like I said, we get audio challenged when we do shows like this. Al, good evening, sir. I'm glad you could make it.
So you're having a hard time hearing me?
I had a rough time. I can hear you fine now, sir.
Okay. So it's not surprising. You're getting some technical challenges.
It happens every time when we have John Hogue on the air with us. We get technically challenged also. I call it the Bell Syndrome. Art Bell coined it best during the old Coast to Coasts when he would have a special guest on and, all kinds of things would go wrong. They would go off the air completely, which we did last week, as a matter of fact. And it's, Everybody's in control of something now.
Well, if we get cut off, do you want me to call you back?
Yes, if it does happen, sir, call back on the 3287 number. So Al, you contacted me regarding an information tease, is the best way to explain it, on the connection with the Illuminati and Planet X and the Nephilim. And we will get to that further on into the show. But how long have you been investigating the Illuminati, Al?
Well, I was a sociology instructor at the college level for about 20 years. And towards the end of my stint, I delved into the aspects of Illuminati, and I just happened upon a book that someone presented to me that took a different viewpoint than I had been teaching in college. I've been teaching sociology, political science, and psychology, and sociology, and I covered all the different theories, including Marxist theory, but I never actually encountered anything in the textbooks about the Illuminati. So I happened upon that kind of spontaneously, and that launched me into extensive research, about 10 years, reading numerous books associated with this topic, and then I wrote Awaken the Sleeping Giant back in 2004 when it was published.
Mm-hmm.
So
Awaken the Sleeping Giant, is that still available? I believe it is, isn't it?
Well, I've had some problems with the publisher. If people are interested in buying the book, I imagine they might print it again, but it's been out of print for a while. If they got a lot of orders, they might go ahead and print it again.
Right. So basically what got you on the trail of the Illuminati is a book that somebody had given you that ran counter to what you had been teaching at college level.
Well, not necessarily counter so much as just not covered, you know, just no information whatsoever about this aspect of world affairs. I had read books like C. Wright Mills' Power Elite and William Dumhoff's work and Michael Pareni, and they touched on the subject, but they never mentioned the Illuminati per se. You know, they talked about transnational capitalism and that kind of thing, but the Illuminati per se was not covered.
Now, in the intro, it mentioned that the Illuminati formed in 1771. Was there a specific reason in that historical time that gave cause for this band of merry men to form?
Well, Colin, I actually didn't get too involved in historical information on the Illuminati. I tried to bring it up to date. I did some research on that facet of it, but as far as the date itself, when it was formed, that might be an arbitrary date because the Illuminati goes back really to the time of the Roman Empire, although
right.
that term may not have been, you know, prevalent at the time, but the Illuminati is a word that encompasses many facets, many different aspects of the people in power who have been controlling world affairs since the time of the Roman Empire and even before then. The Freemasons are the most prevalent group that are global that make up the Illuminati. And it's the top-ranking Masons, the 33rd degrees Masons, that are in positions of power throughout the world. And that's one of the focal points of the Illuminati is the Freemasons.
Right. From what I can see through the historical context that I've been able to find over the last couple of weeks, it seems that the Illuminati was formed from within the Freemasons. It is a subgroup, if you will, that has taken a life of its own.
That's probably true. There's different associations as far as the Illuminati. There's the island of Malta. They have been involved with Illuminati for many centuries. There's a Bavarian Illuminati. There's the American extension of the Illuminati, which, again, are the Freemasons, which most of the Founding Fathers were Freemasons, and most of the presidents that we've had are Freemasons, either honorary or actual life members. And so there's different forms of Illuminati, but they all comprise a rather loose network of super rich individuals, families that represent corporations and secret organizations and societies.
Right. Now I do know a number of Masons myself, some very good friends, and I can assure you that they are nothing of the Illuminati. And again, it's one of those organizations where you have a lot of benevolence and a lot of good work that is done by your average Joe Mason. How's that for the best way of explaining it? And then you have these super societies such as the Illuminati, which I believe when you were talking about Malta, it came across my mind that the Illuminati is also associated with the Knights Templar.
Knights Templar, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Those so, terms are used interchangeably. That's an old term. It probably goes back to in European history sometime. Knights of Malta, the Skull and Bones, which is more recent in America out of Yale. Trilateral Commission, also fairly recent in the 1970s. Council on Foreign Relations, a fairly recent organization since the 1950s. They're all associated with the Illuminati.
Right, right. Now this is a worldwide organization. This must have taken an incredible amount of administration, an incredible amount of substructure to keep this organization in place and secret.
Yeah. The powers that be that have influenced history and influenced world affairs today operate secretly for the most part. They have front men, you know, they have their lackeys and their minions, their puppets, so to speak, that are in the public eye, like the presidents and the members of Congress. And then there are those who function behind the scenes and don't want to have media attention, actually, the less the better, because their affairs are so nefarious that if the majority of people knew what was going on, there may be a global revolution.
Right. Now, with the Illuminati, why, what caused them to want... I guess world domination. I mean, why would an organization go to that length? I mean, this has been, 238 years that we know of,
right,
that they have been plugging away at this. You would think that they would accomplish whatever their mandate was much, you know, within that 238 years, yet it still seems that A, they are super secret, and B, there is no doubt either they are controlling what's going on, or a branch, then the Bilderbergs, or the Echelon, or someone, you know, is the one that's doing the wrangling, if you will. And yet, here we come hurtling towards 2012 and what's supposed to be a cataclysmic event. And from what I read, Al, and kind of from what I got from you in a pre-chat, is that, you know, possibly they have a connection. You know, they have a connection with the planet X, with the Nephilim, and with the Anunnaki.
Yeah. This is the area that I've researched recently, the Anunnaki, Nephilim, Planet X, and what that all means and how it's related to the Illuminati. I did my research when I wrote my book exclusively on Illuminati. At the time, I knew nothing about Planet X, and I kind of fell upon that after I read the book by Zechariah Sitchin, The 12th Planet. That led to a number of different paths I took as far as gathering information, different authors and different perspectives about Planet X. And then I started putting the pieces of the puzzle together and actually came to some very profound insights, I think, only recently about the connection between the Illuminati and Planet X. If you want, I could go in that direction, but perhaps we should explore a little bit more the question or the issue you raised about, you know, the Illuminati has been in existence for over 200 years, and their agenda is world domination, one world government, new world order. Now, why is it it's taken so long? How come they haven't accomplished their objective sooner? Well, basically, it gets down to the fact that there has been resistance against this plan of world domination by people who have discovered, you know, that, there are rich people that basically want to wipe out the rest of the population in various means, whether it be through warfare, genocide, impoverishment, disease, exploitation, oppression, all kinds of ways that they use to either control or eliminate the majority of the people. And right. So when people discover this, they go, well, you know, that doesn't sound too good to me. Therefore, we've had movements of resistance, whether it be union movements, abolition movement, different populist movements to garner more control over our lives, you know, as workers and our civil liberties and civil rights. And we had all these different movements over the decades that have really curtailed the power of these people who want one world government. And as we've become more informed, especially in the last few decades because of mass telecommunication, people are better informed today, particularly with the Internet. In the last 10 years or so, I think there's been an explosion of knowledge that has empowered people. So they haven't been successful yet.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I tell you what, Al, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get further and deeper into the Planet X. How does that sound?
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
For our live audience out there, if you would like chat with our guest, the phone lines are open.
347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
Or if you are a registered listener, come to the Blog Talk Radio site at www.blogtalkradio.com and search for the Night Zone webpage, click the blue chat button, and join us in the virtual studio. From there, it is merely a click away to talk to our guest.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVADMTOR,
welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
This is the Night Zone with Mr. Al K, and we're talking about the Illuminati and the connection with the Illuminati and the Nephilim, or Planet X, as we like to call it. So, Al, how did you come upon this connection?
Well, as I mentioned, my research has been almost exclusively on this topic of Planet X in the last few years. I'm retired, so I have the time. That's mainly how I spend my time, is reading about topics that interest me. And Planet X, I just had to know everything I could because, well, there's some information on the Internet about it. It's contradictory and confusing. So I had to approach it from a scientific perspective, which it was kind of right in my alley when I was teaching college classes. You know, I taught the scientific method. And with the scientific method, you try to suspend any judgments or bias that you may have, and you collect the data from different perspectives, and then you formulate your conclusions. So I've read in many different fields, whether it be metaphysics, paranormal, conspiracy theory, biblical prophecy, combination, and other areas as well, to form my own conclusions. And since I already had a background in sociology and writing the book about the Illuminati, I knew somewhere along the line Planet X had to fit in this huge, mysterious puzzle. And what I recently discovered is that, first of all, Planet X is not a planet. It's a celestial body. It's a starship, which is another term for a battleship. And as far as where it is and if it exists, NASA came out with a position or a conclusion that Planet X was possibly in our solar system back in 1983. There was two articles published, one in the Washington Post and the other in the New York Times, within a period of about a year, when an infrared satellite NASA sent up identified what they believed was Planet X. Now, Planet X was kind of popularized by, I mentioned earlier, Zechariah Sitchin in the book The 12th Planet, when he wrote that back in the 70s. And he approached Planet X from a historical perspective, stating that prior to the Egyptian civilization, the Sumerian civilization was very dominant and technologically advanced. And he came to these conclusions based on analysis of historical documents. And so he said that at the time of the Sumerian civilization, which goes back over 5,000 years, the Anunnaki, or otherwise known as the Nephilim, were the dominant race. And the implication was, or is, that Anunnaki are a race of aliens that had advanced technology, probably saucer technology, and maybe knowledge of electromagnetic energy and perhaps laser technology and all those kinds of things.
And how to lift 50-ton slabs 400 feet in the air.
Yeah, building a pyramid.
This information, I mean, clearly the people of the day did not have the technical capabilities of, there's a stone up in the Peruvian mountains that was moved something like 9,000 feet to its location, but the stone came from the valley below, and it is technologically impossible even to this day to be able to move that stone into place. So I do believe that either the Anunnaki or an advanced race most definitely has visited us once before, at least once.
Yeah, advanced technologically, not necessarily in terms of ethics, spirituality, and morality.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were a conquering race, the race of people that exploited the natural resources of the earth, and the theory goes that they created the human race. The Anunnaki actually did genetic experimentation with the Cro-Magnon man and some of their own genetic makeup, and created a human race for enslavement purposes to work in the gold mines and other mining activities.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that...
I think the statement that comes down is that the gods of Anunnaki came down to earth and bred with the daughters of man to form a slave race. I think that's kind of what it's all about. And this happened on the last, supposedly, flyby or the last appearance of Nibiru, or the Planet X, as some people call it. And that happened some close to 30,000 years ago. They feel that there is some kind of a cycle of the universe, that this Planet X, or this body, celestial body, comes into play you know, and on a regular occurrence.
Right, 3,600 years.
3,600
years. The last time then would be around 1600 BC. And interestingly enough, one of the books that I read during my research about Planet X was Velikovsky's work, Immanuel Velikovsky, Earth in Upheaval. And he did extensive research on cataclysmic geological changes that occurred about this time period around 1600 BC. And so he documented those changes in his book.
Those changes being the pole shift, am I correct?
Yes, a pole shift did occur. There's been numerous pole shifts, not just magnetic, actual axial shifts where land transformations take place. And the North Pole and South Pole have different place, you know. Once the pole shift occurs, it could be that the North Pole will wind up along the equator, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Velikovsky actually did a lot of documentation, 10 years of research. He was a French physician, I think, an MD, but so he was kind of out of his field. And therefore, he's debunked, discredited, you know, by most academia and science as far as geology is concerned and Earth changes. You know, the common notion is that Earth changes occur over thousands, if not millions, of years, whether it be mountain building or valleys and lakes and that kind of thing. Velikovsky said, no, that's not the way it happens. It happens dramatically and almost overnight with great land transformations, lands going under the ocean, and mountain building happening within a matter of days or weeks. As a result, he wasn't explicit about the cause. He said there was some kind of celestial event that created the last pole shift in 1600 BC. He thought it had something to do with Venus. And I think, you know, that's where he wasn't totally aware of this cyclical passage of Planet X into our solar system. I believe, and I'm fairly convinced, that Planet X, Nibiru, is a cyclical event that happens every 3,600 years, and it's going to happen again soon, within the next few years.
Okay, so now we've associated that we have an organization on Earth that is bent on domination and species reduction. Well, that's a nice, polite way of saying it. and the Illuminati, as I'm reading it, from the various materials my crack research team gave me, which is about four pages, one of them being a Wikipedia page, which I'm not very impressed with. But the Illuminati is a number of organizations. It's basically, and no pun intended here, but it's the upper echelon of the secret societies of the Bohemian Grove, the Masons, the Skull and Bones, the Knights Templar, etc. So,
right.
Given all of that, how does the Illuminati, why does the Illuminati tie into Planet X? What is this shift between the Illuminati and the coming of Planet X?
Okay, that's the big mystery. Now,
that's the big mystery.
This is my opinion based on extensive research and very little information out there about what I'm going to talk about. I don't know that anybody actually has put the two together. This is what I've concluded, that since the plan of the Illuminati has been to control all facets of life on the planet and one more government in a dictatorial fashion where you won't necessarily have, you know, one world leader like Hitler, you'll have a plutocracy or oligarchy of leaders who have class interest, which is to protect their wealth and their power and control. So this is really the nature of the Illuminati. And they're the ones who are pulling the strings behind the scenes throughout the world. So, people tend to focus on the front men, the president and the Congress of the United States. In my opinion, these people are puppets. They've been selected by the Illuminati and been groomed for decades to assume the position of leadership. And then they're the ones that are in the public eye, but there's a lot of machinations going on behind the scenes. Okay, so if it's true that the ultimate goal of the Illuminati is massive reduction of the human population, and I believe that is a tenet, that is a basic truth, how could that occur? Well, it could occur through warfare, nuclear war. Well, that's not a very practical solution, because if there was thermonuclear war global, there won't be much left of the Earth, we couldn't inhabit it. If it was radioactive for hundreds or thousands of years, it would be uninhabitable. So that's really not a very practical solution for globalists who want to have control over every aspect of life on Earth. Well, then there might be another way to go about this. What if there was an alien race like the Anunnaki who once upon a time dominated the world, because they are a race of giants, for one, right. And they are technologically superior in terms of, their space travel and their weaponry and that kind of thing, their knowledge of universal forces, how to manipulate them. Let's just say that the Illuminati, since they operate in secret, are working in cahoots with this alien race that, for the most part, inhabits this Planet X, which, again, is, I think, a starship. And it's huge, too. It's supposedly four times the size of the Earth, about the size of Jupiter. So they're into the solar system, and they're in the solar system, and they're going to make a close pass to Earth, which is their plan within the next few years. And I came to a date, which I wouldn't say, I'm not a prophet or anything. I came to this date based on my understanding of the Illuminati and their immersion in occult numerology. This is one of the fascinating aspects of the Illuminati and the Freemasons, that they put a great deal of validity or credence in the power of numbers. And numbers play a significant role in events that occur. For example, September 11th was a significant event that kind of changed the course of history here in the United States. So I've come to the conclusion that they being both the Anunnaki and the Illuminati, are conspiring to eliminate most of humanity via this close passage that will occur. And I'm given the date, and I could be wrong, so I don't care if I'm wrong or not, but I just want to mention this date, and I'll tell you how I came up with it. The date is November 11th, 2011. Although in the comment,
11/11.
11/11/11. Yeah. Most people have a Bank of America branch in their town. I suggest that whoever is listening, except those perhaps outside of the country, that you go and look at the Bank of America sign.
Right.
The logo. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, but just look at it and then tell me, and then kind of share what you see with your family and friends and whatnot. And keep in mind what I just said about 11/11/11.
Okay. So Bank of America. Okay.
Yeah. Bank of America sign, the logo.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers that I mentioned are significant as far as their symbolic meaning. And the Illuminati has symbolic meanings attached to significant numbers such as 2, 3, 11, and multiples of 11, 22, 33, 44, etc. 11 is a very significant number to the Illuminati.
Right.
And okay. I don't want
now,
to give...
So it's your contention that the Illuminati have been working to prepare Earth for the return of the Nephilim or the Anunnaki, to hand over the keys, so to speak,
yep.
And hopefully that the Illuminati would be treated as almost gods or earthbound controllers.
Exactly. Now I think where the Illuminati is mistaken is that they believe, because they are the controllers now of the Earth, of the economics, politics, and all facets of society, that they're going to work in tandem with the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki is going to somehow work cooperatively with the Illuminati. Now, I don't know if that's the case. I tend to doubt it. But it's hard to say, you know. At this point,
I think that human condition known as greed will eventually unravel that, even if it is too late for mankind. I think the Illuminati will never be able to get rid of that human condition called greed.
Right.
And I don't think they will play second fiddle to anyone unless they're forced to. They have controlled too much for too long, I think.
Well, they'll be forced to, because the Anunnaki... once again, Planet X, the size of the planet being four times the size of the Earth, physically overpowering the Earth and humans on it. And they have advanced technology, which we don't have. They have the stature, the physical, you know, the being giants, where human beings are like, on the average, maybe 6 foot, and they're on the average 20 feet tall and taller. So they have all kinds of advantages over the human race.
Right.
Other than the disadvantage they have is that they're not a spiritual race. And that's where human activity or theology, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, has the power. And maybe, you know, we can talk about that some other time, because it's a whole different ball of wax. So I don't want people who are listening to get the feeling that it's all hopeless and gloom and doom and that kind of thing. And, you know, it is in a sense, because we're in the dark about this stuff. Most people don't know about it, and they don't want to hear it because it's scary.
Right.
But the fact is that as we become aware, we can become empowered, and we can act in accordance with spiritual laws rather than materialistic laws, which are far more powerful, as you probably know, because you've interviewed people in Night Zone who go into these fields, the metaphysical field. Very powerful.
Absolutely.
Very powerful spiritual energy out there for the good, you know, for enlightenment and for liberty and freedom. But people have to take responsibility for appropriating that, both within their individual lives and in society in general.
Right. I think this is a good time to take a break here, Al. So we're going to take a quick break. I've sent the signal down the line through my producer, and we're going to try and go 30 minutes over at the top of the hour, and we'll get a word back in a few minutes whether they're prepared to make room for us. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be looking further at the Anunnaki.
It sounds like Hans is throwing us to a break, so tell you what, time for a pause for the cause. Recharge your glasses or whatever it is that you're drinking tonight, and we'll be right back.
Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only, although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information. The Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVDMTOR, welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McKay in the Night Zone. Watch for the listening screen.
Secret society of Freemasons called the Illuminati, the German Bavarian Illuminati. They were corruptus, novus rosiculum, and that was in 1774 that the Bavarian Illuminati drew up their plans for what they were going to do in America.
All background music and bumps can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founder.
The idea that there was, in our solar system, a race of intelligent beings far older than us who are now gone would certainly force us to rethink lots of questions, including the question of human origins. Where did we come from? Could we be the product of genetic engineering?
The hypothesis that modern science is only now catching up with ancient knowledge is inspiring scientists and researchers to increase efforts to rediscover that which may have been lost over time.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And we are on the air with Al Kay, and we're discussing the Illuminati. And Al, I just got the green light from the network. We will go 30 minutes over tonight, so we'll go down to the bottom of the hour, if that's okay with you, sir.
Yeah.
As we look at the Bavarian Illuminati, now, again, my crack team are throwing all kinds of information at me that really we're not going to get into tonight. What we will be doing for all of our listeners out there is Al will be with us on the VOCR show on the 23rd, which is a Monday night, and we will get into the deeper side of the political turmoil that the Illuminati and the rest of the issues are causing. And so we'll be able to get into the Illuminati specific with the presidential politics and what have you. The Night Zone, we're going to steer away from that tonight and stick with the Anunnaki, the Planet X, and the Illuminati as such. Now, I did notice that, Al, in the information that was given me by the team, that much of it is agreed upon about the Illuminati. This gentleman that started it, Dr. Adam Weishaupt, he was a professor of canon law and a former Jesuit. He's the one that actually started off or regurgitated, if you will, the Illuminati from before Christ. And it seems like this man had quite a checkered past. The Bavarian governments basically suppressed the Illuminati because they believed that they were in an attempt to overthrow the kings of Europe and the Pope, come to think about it. So, you know, this is a pretty serious organization. I mean, 238 years that we are aware of, and so little is known about them.
Yeah, they want to keep it that way. They are a very powerful organization, and it's amazing that they've been operating in secret behind the scenes for so long without more people knowing about them. But part of the reason that's true is because they own and control most of the media, including the alternative media that's part of the Internet, or so-called progressive publications. They have controlling interest in all media, whether it be books, films, TV, magazines, newspapers. The concentration of media control is in the hands of maybe five corporations or less. That's been documented. That was part of my research. So this is an intentional censorship of who is behind the scenes and controlling world affairs. Therefore, it's easy to debunk people like me, authors who focus on the Illuminati. They say, well, this is all fiction, you know, it's hard to prove.
Right.
There's no proof of this. And even today, I was on the Internet trying to delve into aspects of this a little more deeply, for example, about the Federal Reserve banking system, which was part of my research when I wrote my book. And it's my understanding that the Federal Reserve banking system is not federal. It's quasi-federal. It's mostly comprised of private banking establishments. And there's no information that I could glean that specifically stated who the private banking enterprises are, although there have been a couple of authors that identify some private banks, for example, Citibank, Chase Manhattan Bank, J.P. Morgan Trust. These have been identified, but then the information I read, there was like a counter-argument, no, this is not the case, there's no proof of this. So it's hard to discern, you know, all the details about the Illuminati since it's so clandestine. But when you do research like I have, and you utilize a number of different sources, even though they're contradictory, there's usually a common thread. You can find a common thread. And so I came to certain conclusions. For example, that the Federal Reserve really is a private banking institution that's controlled by foreign banks, for the most part, banks in Geneva and Switzerland and Belgium, Luxembourg, England, France, Spain, the Netherlands. And it's a curious fact that, yeah, go ahead.
So do you think that the Illuminati purposely brought down the world economy to cause strife and maybe lose a few million people?
Yeah, one of their sayings inside the creed is order out of chaos.
Right.
That's their theme. They create chaos, whether it be through warfare, economic collapse, ethnic conflicts, tribal conflicts, global conflicts, national interest conflicts. And then, you know, we have warfare, which, of course, results in a lot of deaths and misery. And then they utilize that chaos to gain more control over the areas where there's chaos, whether it be control in terms of the economy, the minerals, the commodities, products, resources of that particular part of the world, the people themselves being more in the control of an oligarchy and a military repressive apparatus. So one of the ways they do this as far as creating chaos is there are individuals, corporations, families that financially benefit from chaos, meaning, for example, warfare. You know, you would think that human civilization had advanced enough so we would live peacefully on the earth, but there hasn't been many long periods of peace on the earth for who knows how long because of these groups of people and organizations that keep stirring the pot. They make buku bucks, millions and billions of dollars, on warfare, you know, with armaments of warfare, whether it be missiles, tanks, airplanes, submarines, the whole nine yards, all the artillery. This is a money-making business, and they don't care, they being, you know, the defense people, defense companies, and the families involved, and corporations involved with these defense companies, they don't care about how they make their money as long as they're making hand over fist.
Right.
So the Illuminati has no loyalty to any nation or ideology. Their loyalty is to themselves, their power, and their wealth. And that's something that should be driven home to whoever's interested in this topic, because we're very much involved in the minutiae of everyday politics, you know, according to what the media tells us. And we get lost in that trivial stuff, and we lose the bigger picture of why there's warfare, for example. You know, the latest fiasco in Iraq, most informed people know there were no weapons of mass destruction, which was the premise by which we were going into Iraq, to eliminate their weapons of mass destruction. They had no such weapons, not that were really threatening to us. So that was the basis by which we invaded Iraq. And most knowledgeable people know that we're in Iraq mainly for the oil, as well as to establish another defense outpost in that area of the world.
You're right. And well, we have expended a great deal of collateral to make this happen in the Middle East. There are some political views that say that it was most certainly required to bring down this dictator Saddam Hussein, but others look at a further field to see exactly you know, what has transpired or what will come about from doing such a thing, and the gazillions of dollars that are being spent on war in general. War in general is astronomical. If that money was turned into the economy, I dare say we wouldn't have a financial crisis today.
Exactly. You know, there are people in this country that go to bed hungry here in the supposedly richest country in the world. You know, we do have a pretty good standard of living compared to other countries, but nevertheless, there are about 35 million people, including children, that don't have enough to eat in this country. And we don't hear much about trying to solve the homeless problem, for example. You know, there's a deliberate effort to avoid lifting people up who are in desperate need of help. They're ignored. They're considered, they have different names. They mean Illuminati, you know, call us common folks different derogatory names, one being useless
right.
eaters, you know, losers, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And so they're very contemptuous and arrogant about the majority of the people in this country and for the most part throughout the world. It's really a class conflict of the rich getting richer and the middle class shrinking and the poor, more poor people in the world than ever before. Now, going
right.
back to your statement about warfare, let's face it, people need to work, and they work at what's available. Of course, you know, people are trained in different areas, of course. But some of the best-paying jobs in this country are with law enforcement, police work, corrections, and the defense industry, programming, you know, computer programs and that kind of thing, and building weapon systems. Some states almost are exclusively defense contracting states, for example, Delaware. With Texas is a big one too, as far as defense contracting. California, there's a lot of money that goes into defense contracts and building weapons. Creates a lot of jobs. People need to work, and naturally, people are going to gravitate towards jobs that pay better. So even though they're making weapons that will eventually kill people. You know, there's all kinds of ways to rationalize it. Well, this is for national defense, better that, you know, we protect ourselves from terrorists and that kind of thing. And there's a lot of hoopla, a lot of propaganda associated with the justification for such a huge military budget, which is expanding year to year,
right,
at the expense of human services and basic needs not being taken care of here in the United States.
Right. Let me just jump in here a second, Al, for all of our people down the line. Night Zone will be going 30 minutes over. We are at the top of the hour, and we are heading down into the last 30 minutes of the show. We're here with Al Kay. We're discussing the Illuminati. I was very, very surprised, Al, that the Illuminati have been credited, and this is historically credited, with managing the French and American revolutions behind the scenes. You know, they are the brains behind communism continuing underground into the 1970s, and some people claim that they worship the devil.
Right.
Now, you know, that's one of those issues and contentious arguments. Well, is the devil actually the Illuminati, or is the devil actually the Anunnaki?
All the above.
Yeah, exactly.
And then some.
The way history is written is, you know, it's shrouded in a mystery. I mean, you read history and you read the Bible, for instance, and there are all of these stories that really are not what they're trying to get to you, what they're trying to tell you. There is a good and there is an evil, black and white, yin and yang. And after all of the pages of the Bible that I've read as a child and growing up, I've come out with the theory that whatever God is, whatever that almighty power is, it saw the Anunnaki, it saw Planet X, it saw the negative of those man-made systems like the Illuminati or Echelon. And yet people are grasping at straws that there will be this golden light and a trumpet hailing that will come to save them. I think maybe we've done that on purpose, Al, because when it happens, it'll happen so quickly and so rapidly that nobody will have the opportunity to diagnose what's happening.
Right. Yeah, it'll come by surprise. Yeah. Well, going back to your assumptions or ideas about the devil, I agree that based on my research, now I'm not really a religious person. You know, I didn't grow up being religious. I consider myself spiritual. I'm interested in metaphysics. I do quite a bit of reading in that area, and I consider myself a spiritual person in terms of how I live my life, trying to live in harmony with people and the earth and whatnot, and not being greedy, being honest. But going back to the Illuminati, yeah, I think they're totally immersed in the dark forces. According to research I've done about Skull and Bones, what goes on at the Bohemian Grove, amongst the high-ranking Freemasons, they're involved in satanic rituals, that they do worship the devil. They perform gross, abominable kinds of activities that really would turn people's stomachs if I got into detail, so I won't. But believe me, I've run across a lot of information and people who have been associated in one form or another, or have knowledge, first-hand knowledge of the operations of the Illuminati, that confirm that there's a lot of heinous crimes that are occurring, that have occurred by people in positions of power, prominent individuals in politics, in the judicial system, in law, in all areas of society, the medical establishment. That's not to say that everybody is under this, you know, shadow, but in a way we are, because it's my opinion that there's been a spiritual battle going on the earth for as long as life has been here on the earth. And of course that's how long that is a debatable issue, but if you look at history, it's replete with misery and atrocities, warfare, torture, just the most heinous of acts on the part of humans, you know, cannibalism. You just name it, it's happened and is happening.
Yeah.
Sex slave trade, pornography, pedophilia, you know, just the list goes on and on. There's tremendous debauchery and sinister activity at the highest levels of power. And
right.
You can get a glimpse of this every so often in the media when you have a scandal, you know, whether it be savings and loan or graft, you know, that kind of thing, like this recently with the governor in Illinois. You get a glimpse of, yeah, there's some really wicked stuff going on in this world. And it's very intentional, you know, and it goes back to... Go ahead.
It definitely seems like an organized chaos, and we talked about that earlier. There is a mayhem chaos going on that seems to be orchestrated.
Yeah. To keep us confused, scared, insecure, you know, those negative feelings.
Right. Well, funnily enough, Thomas Jefferson wrote of the Illuminati, and he made a list. And he called the Illuminati a Kabbalistic magician, a rationalist, a mystic, a democrat, a socialist, an anarchist, a fascist, a Machiavellian, a moralist, an alchemist, a totalitarian, and an enthusiastic philanthropist. and that's right from Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, he covered all the bases.
They're right in the Jefferson papers, you know. I'm just shocked that the information is out there. It's like the Planet X. The information is out there if you want to go looking for it. And if you can make those conclusions, as you have made, with the Illuminati and the connection of the Nephilim returning to Earth.
Yeah, if you have time. Of course, most people don't have that kind of time, but I think it's worthwhile to do some research in this area because, as you mentioned in the introduction, this clandestine group of people and organizations are having tremendous influence in our lives. You know, I mean, it may not be as draconian as I'm kind of painting it out to be, but if you look at people's daily lives, it's my understanding that most Americans are in debt. Probably 80% of Americans are in debt.
Right.
And there's various reasons for that. One of the reasons is the high cost of living, particularly in the last few decades since the 50s. The cost of housing, for example, you know, has skyrocketed. Most people, they started off back in the 50s and 60s. Maybe a quarter of their income went to rent or mortgage. And now it's more like 50 to 75% for a lot of people. Basic needs are out of the reach of more and more people. Hospital care, medical care is skyrocketed beyond the reach of most people. Of course, there's a change in terms of globalization and the jobs that we had back in the 50s and 60s that paid anywhere from 10 to 30, 40 bucks an hour, whether we worked in an auto factory, textiles, or whatever, those jobs are going overseas, many of them, you know, where there's cheap labor. And they don't have to pay those kinds of wages to people in the developing world where they get less than a dollar an hour, many of them. But these goods that are being made overseas, you know, like in China, we get a lot of goods from China now that are cheaper, a little bit cheaper, not necessarily, it depends upon where they're made. I mean, Nike tennis shoes are expensive. They're made in Indonesia. And the hourly wage for an Indonesian is like 18 cents an hour. So these multinationals have the whole world to pick and choose as far as their labor. And they're going to the countries where they can exploit labor to the nth degree. In this way, it's affecting our daily lives. More and more people are losing their homes, can't pay their mortgage. More and more people are falling into poverty and homelessness. I mean, there's Tent City in Los Angeles and other cities throughout the country. We're seeing the same scenario that we find in the developing world, whether it be in South America, Africa, Asia, happening here in the United States. And this is all very intentional. It's to level the playing field as far as labor is concerned, and to gain more control over the world's resources and human resources.
Right. I have a message out in our virtual studio, Al. A couple of messages. A return viewer's guide is stating that there is a story out there where there is a disc or a large object. And they say, May the 24th, 1926, the object returned 3 days before the full moon and obscured the moon's disc, as reported by a Mr. W. Spill. And he goes on to say, you know, that this will return again. And I'm just looking for the date that he had given me. May the 21st, 2013, Return Viewer's Guide believes that this object will return to the night sky. So 2012, 2013, you know, somewhere in there. I mean, our calendars are so goofed up from our multiple changes that I'm not even sure if we know what date it is, to be honest with you. Al, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll move into the final 15 minutes. Just hang in there, sir.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
And this is the best case to establish the new world order.
I think even that does not describe why the world has changed so much and why the world has turned so much toward a new world order and a new kind of civilization.
This Illuminati, this group who called themselves the Enlightened Ones, had gained positions of power through control of the banking system.
A secret society of Freemasons called the Illuminati, the German Bavarian Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones, the Enlightened Ones. Bohemian Society meets in California on the last 2 weeks of July of every year. The presidents meet with all of the heads of industry throughout the world, all of the heads of state throughout the world, and all of the most important wheeler dealers in this country, and they all meet up in Northern California.
For our live audience out there, if you would like to chat with our guest, the phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Or if you are a registered listener, come to the Blog Talk Radio site at www.blogtalkradio.com and search for the Night Zone webpage. Click the blue chat button and join us in the virtual studio. From there, it is merely a click away to talk to our guest.
The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, Caveat Emptor.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, call in night.
And as we continue talking about the Illuminati and the connection with Planet X and the Nephilim and the Anunnaki, I have another question coming out of our virtual studio, Al. Five Seasons would like us to explain a little bit more about the connection between the Illuminati and the Nephilim.
Okay, now this is pretty much my speculation based on research I did, particularly, once again, I mentioned Zechariah Sitchin's The 12th Planet and how he exposes and documents the existence of the Nephilim or the Anunnaki during the Sumerian civilization. Also, based on my research in climate change, which I haven't touched on tonight, but that'd be a whole other topic too, as far as maybe evidence, what's the evidence of the existence of Planet X? Does it in fact exist? I mentioned earlier NASA's IRAS satellite identification of Nibiru back in 1983. There's other information on the internet. There's YouTube information and websites that touch on this topic of Planet X. There's one particular website I've read, which I've consulted just about every week. Again, I don't rely on any one source of information.
Right.
Try to do across the board, because I find that there's bias in everybody's perspective, so I come to my own conclusions. But there is one website that has mentioned that Planet X is inhabited by the Nephilim. And this website, this woman purportedly has telepathic communications with extraterrestrials. So that's the source of that information. And now how reliable it is, it's hard to say. And
well,
there's no way
I think we could argue the fact is, how reliable is the Bible? It is on a, just a human level of thought process.
Right.
But NASA have confirmed that a number of their deep space probes have been affected by a gravitational pull that they have yet to understand. They do believe that possibly, I've heard stories of a possible brown dwarf star to a man-made craft causing the distortions in space. So, you know, when will we know? Well, we'll know when it happens, I guess.
That's
the end result.
Yeah, then it'll be too late. That's why I appreciate you having me on the air.
Right.
By the way, you're the only person I've had success as far as this topic is concerned, and I've contacted various computer talk radio programs, AM, FM. Nobody really wants to touch it. So,
well, in the Night Zone, we bring the information to our audience. They are the ones that will tell me yay or nay, or the guy's full of you-know-what, or there's something to this. I have a great audience, and these people are, you know, they have that ability. They smell a rat, and then they'll show that in the numbers. And I can already tell you now, Al, that our live RSS feed, as it goes out tonight, is rating one of the highest in the top 7 in the 2 years that the Night Zone has been on air.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
So that is telling you that we are reaching out there, we are touching people, and we are bringing the information to them. Now, the connection with the Illuminati and the Nephilim, the Illuminati are preparing Earth for the return of the Anunnaki or the Nephilim.
Right.
And it is your contention that it is their intent to turn over the Earth as a bounty, a prize, if you will.
Yeah, for the Nephilim to recolonize the Earth. I think the Nephilim perceive humanity as an intrusion, as an alien race, perhaps, because if it's true that they genetically manipulated us into existence, then they are our forefathers. But, of course, it wasn't a benevolent position they were taking. It was an exploitative one. So the Anunnaki see us as a parasitic race that they believe the Earth is rightfully their domain. And therefore, my understanding is that whenever the date is, whether it be 2011, 12, or 13, but I'm pretty confident it's going to be 2011, when the Planet X comes close to Earth, we'll be able to see it with the naked eye. Understand that it'll be visible throughout the world about a month prior to the pole shift, which doesn't give humanity a lot of time to react. That's why I hope that this information is, you know, conveyed to a lot of people, and we have an opportunity to act on it before this occurs. And we cannot rely
now,
on it. Yeah.
Now, there's not much that we can do. There's not much that we can do to in our technology to prevent a pole shift. If it's in the cards, it's in the cards. And we most certainly won't be able to go up to up against something much like a Battlestar Galactica.
We don't have the technology, and we won't in the next few years. So that's not the answer. I would like to get into this maybe some other time because it's pretty extensive. It gets into the whole field of ufology and extraterrestrial life and who's visiting us and what their agendas are. And, you know, that's another area that would take some time to explore. But let me briefly, in a nutshell, say that there are solutions to avoiding this disaster. Okay, it's not inevitable. I'm saying that it's highly probable, and the way things are going right now, it's most likely to happen. But within the next few years, if there's enough awareness and people come together and say, hey, you know, this is serious business, it's real, our lives, our livelihoods, everything that we've accomplished is being threatened, and we know who's associated with this, we need to make changes, dramatic changes, in a very short period of time.
I think if the Anunnaki did in fact manipulate our DNA to create this slave race, as the Sumerian text kind of lays out. And thanks, FTTO UFO, for reminding me that in the virtual studio. We appreciate it. I think if this is the case, that probably the one thing they didn't count on is man's free will.
Exactly.
And man's search for the higher calling, for the universal power. Before we finish up here, Al, just a couple of shout-outs. The FTTO UFO organization is in our virtual studio. If any of you out there have had a close encounter or a lost time experience, or you feel that there is something of a paranormal nature in your life, the FTTOUFO.com. You can go there, and there is an electronic method of reporting what has happened to you. And from there, their team will extract it, and they will look into it, and they will expand on it, and they may even interview if they have the opportunity. So if you've had a lost-time experience or a paranormal event, head over to the FTTOUFO.com site and report your experience on their electronic reporting system. And they have a number of chat rooms in there, too, that you can actually discuss the issue in anonymity, if you wish. In anonymity, if you wish. And that's the good thing, is that you can look at your stories with some people that have had some experience and be able to help you through that. And another shout-out going to the room is the alienseeker.com, alienseekernews.com. There's a fabulous set of information out there, some great stories from average Joes that you should take the opportunity to read up on, all of you listeners out there. So the alienseekernews.com, some great stories from real-life happenings. And the FTTOUFO.com for reporting your paranormal on lost time instances. So with those shout-outs done, we're moving into the final 5 minutes of the show, Al. I can't believe we've burned through 90 minutes already. I do have you scheduled up for the VOCR political show on the 23rd. So anybody that's listening tonight, you're coming over to VOCR next Monday night, and we'll get into the politics specific of the Illuminati. So how can we be prepared for the coming of the Anunnaki and the accumulation of whatever the Illuminati is doing? How can we get there?
Okay, read as much as you can. Mostly you'll find information on the internet if you're interested in the historical perspective. Once again, 12th Planet by Zechariah Sitchin is a good place to start. Also recommend Emanuel Velikovsky's work, Earth in Upheaval, give you a sense of when the last pole shift occurred and what occurred. I have a post through a website called polereversal.com. Go to polereversal.com, and my post is called Planet X and the Upcoming Pole Shift. And there's quite a bit of information there. I cite a number of different sources, references, books, and whatnot on that site, and pretty much lay out how I see things. It gets even more detailed than I've been able to discuss tonight. So the best thing to do at this point in time is to become informed. Don't shrug it off, you know, as fantasy or fiction or myth. It's hard to swallow, but it's like any other problem, you know, if we don't confront it head on, it gets the best of us. So in order to overcome a problem, first you have to acknowledge that it exists and try to understand the various dynamics of the problem. And then you can proceed with a course of action that can correct the problem.
Well, the interesting thing about the science behind Planet X and the Nibiru and the Anunnaki and all of the historical content is even the famous people that people such as I look towards, like Mitsu Kaku. Even Mitsu Kaku has claimed that the scientists they made an error.
It literally flips every 11 years, releasing a shockwave of radiation. And that means we have to start to think about reinforcing our satellites, building redundant systems, because it means that GPS, the power grid, weather satellites, communication satellites, satellite television, all of that could get disrupted, peaking around
2012, Mitsu Kaku. And he stated in that interview, actually, that the scientists have made an error. They miscalculated by a power of 20. Not only the size, but the gravitational pull of whatever this is coming into our universe. So, yes, Al, you know, there may be a Santa Claus, and there may be a devil. And we may be finding out what's going on here around about 2012 and 2013.
Yeah, well, he didn't say explicitly what the celestial body is. I think they're like dropping hints, you know, as to Planet X being in our solar system. Although NASA totally denies, even though there was that one article back in 83 identifying the possibility of Planet X entering our solar system, they at this point will deny the existence of Planet X. The scientific community, same thing. Most media, same thing. So we're up against a huge wall of ignorance or intentional censorship about this issue. So therefore, you know, it is difficult to grasp what it's all about. But if you go on the internet, you'll see that there's astrophysicists more and more saying something strange is going on in our solar system that hasn't happened in quite some time. Whether it be the heating up of the planets, all the planets in the solar system, change in orbit, increase in celestial anomalies like we've had recently with a near asteroid hit, fireballs more frequently throughout the world. There's all kinds of signs which I haven't had time to talk about tonight.
Right.
They're on the internet.
Yeah, the Planet X is such a big, big discussion. Even the 90 minutes that we've done tonight doesn't do it justice. Al, it's been a pleasure, sir. We have to look at moving out of here right away.
Okay.
We will be back with you next Monday on the VOCR, where we'll get into the politics of the Illuminati. How does that sound?
Sounds great to me. Appreciate
okay,
the
Alex, it's been an absolute blast, sir, and we shall see you on the VOCR next Monday evening.
Great.
And that'll be at 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Uh-huh.
So
I call the same number.
Same number. No, actually, I'll send you the information on the show, Al. It'll be easier
okay.
that way.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see you then, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madame, messieurs, it's been an absolute blast. 90 minutes, it's hard to believe, but we do have to get out of here. On behalf of the Night Zone and myself, God bless you all. Peace. Hey, guys, got a minute? I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. But for the grace of God go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. And it doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them. God bless you all. Good night.